A big win for Hyderabad University students today, who'd been relentless in campaigning against tree felling and forests being cleared in the Kancha Gachi Bauli area next to their campus, as today the Supreme Court did take suo motu cognizance of the matter and directed the Chief Secretary of Telangana to ensure that no tree felling takes place.
Criticism about the conocarpus that came in and that vegetation that is creating health issues and also perhaps taking away the land. But I don't want to divert from this issue now.
I'll tell you what. You know, during COVID, everybody became a doctor. Now I think with some things being discussed, everybody has suddenly become a botanist. We've had one gentleman in our assembly say that the conocarpus actually takes in oxygen and gives out carbon dioxide, which is absolute rubbish. So people say all kinds of things. But the fact is, out of 270 crore saplings that have been planted, maybe a minor percentage, a minuscule percentage could be conocarpus. If there is a problem, the government is free to do what it has to do. All we are saying is, don't undo the good work that has been done by the previous government just because you don't like us. We are saying the 400 acres of land today that is in dispute and that is in contention, where students are agitating, where the government claims it's the government land. I think the land belongs to the people of Hyderabad and the state of Telangana. Government is mere custodian of any kind of property. So all we are saying is, the government should heed. Because they have what is called a future city. 14,000 acres has been earmarked and we gave them on a platter. We had actually acquired that land for Hyderabad Pharma City. Now the government says they want to do something green there, which is fine. We welcome it. All I'm saying is, when you have 14,000 acres in Hyderabad readily available for economic activity and IT parks and other things, why are you eyeing this 400 acres, which is a precious lung space, which is what the people are agitating about? It is home to spotted deers. It is home to significant amount of flora and fauna and a lot of bird species as well. I'm not saying that the government should not, you know, probably do what it wants to do in terms of expansion. All I'm saying is you have to act responsibly.
Well, joining us now, Ravula Sridhar Reddy of the BRS, Kola Deepak of the BJP also with us. Rohit Rao Mineni, the spokesperson of the Telangana Congress. Kajal Maheshwari is an environmentalist. And Akash Kumar is vice president of the Students' University Union at Hyderabad University. Thank you all very much for being with us. Mr. Mineni, let me come to you first. What specific legal documents or historical records does the Telangana government rely on to assert that this 400 acres of land belongs to the state and not the University of Hyderabad? Because it appears now that the Supreme Court has not accepted the argument that you have some sort of historical ground to claim this land.
Well, thank you for having me here on the show. I don't think there is any confusion in terms of the ownership of the land. All the courts of the land, including the High Court as well as the Supreme Court, has ruled that the government actually is the rightful owner of that particular 400 acres of land and not the Hyderabad Central University. What the Supreme Court has said today is in relation to the tree cutting, and yes, we are more than obliged to follow the orders of the Supreme Court, and we will fight that battle legally. What we have to understand here is this land was always earmarked as commercial activity land. This was meant to be used for revenue generating purposes. Now, a lot of the governments in the past have failed to actually create that, create the revenue out of the land. And because the state is in a dire need for fresh capital, and because the previous government actually looted the coffers of the state, and because there's so much aspirational youth that is in and around Hyderabad that wants to get more jobs, the government of Telangana has taken a strategic decision in the best interest of the youth, in the best interest of creating jobs, in the best interest of creating more revenue for the exchequer. It's better to develop this land and extend it towards the IT corridor. And that is what we are trying to do here, is to reclaim that land. Because it's been clear from the Supreme Court that this land actually belongs to the government. So all we're trying to do is a developmental activity.
All right. Just give me one second. Mr. Reddy, is that interpretation of the law correct? Because we've seen the university disagree completely on what can be done to that land. To say that it belongs to the government, we are free to do what we want with it. Is that, in your opinion, a correct assessment?
See, the land could be of anyone. The government was trying to divert the attention of the people on this particular issue, making it as a land dispute rather. We're not worried about whose land. At the end of the day, it belongs to the people of Telangana. But the question here is, why are you in a hurry to, fell the trees, disturb the biodiversity there, and use brutal force against the students protesting on this particular activity? What is so hurry? If you really wanted to allocate land for IT companies or infrastructure, you have huge amount of land available for the state government around Hyderabad in the outskirts. In all corners of Hyderabad, you go to northern part of Hyderabad, you go to eastern part of Hyderabad, southern, whichever area you go, you have land bank available to the government of Telangana. Only if you have to, if you are really sincere to allocate the land for infrastructure, you don't have to, you know, spoil the green cover, you know, this forest cover, and go for allocation of the land to the companies or corporates. Okay. This is only a reason they are showing. End of the day, at least after the court's intervention now, Honorable Court has stayed the entire process now. The government should be clean enough to follow the verdict given by the Honorable Court till the further orders. They cannot, despite, you know, in the past 1 week, the students, civil society, environmental activists, political parties like us, you know, we all are voicing out the concern. Despite that, the government was daring enough to send dozens of earth movers there, propaners, you know, employed people overnight, you know, working 24 hours, you know, protecting people, police and police personnel. Why are you so urgency? What is so urgent?
Okay.
Of the area.
Let me just bring in Akash Kumar, Vice President of the Students' Union. Akash, do you believe that the government was entirely deaf to what you were arguing all along, that this was a biodiverse hotspot, that the government had no business to go about cutting trees, particularly since courts were looking into the matter, and that despite that, all of this was taking place?
See, for us, it has been the single point that we have been raising since the beginning. Fine, the government keeps claiming that they own the land. Legally, they have that ownership. That is a different matter that we contest the nature of that ownership. That is something for later. As long as they are claiming that ownership, we have asked this question again and again. This is something that the university administration has also put out. That if you own the land, on paper you have 400 acres. Before you start acting on that piece of land for any purpose, you have to have that land demarcated to you through the Revenue Department survey, which has not happened. If that has not happened, then how is it that the government has decided to, on a convenient Sunday followed by a Monday of Eid, decided to start running more than 40-50 JCBs at once and decided to go on rampantly over two nights, destroy the entire forest? Regarding the biodiversity of this area, it's bizarre the kind of arguments we've been hearing through the government and through the legal counsel of this government in the court. Absolute denial of this biodiversity, absolute denial of any presence of wildlife in this area, absolute denial that this has any environmental ecological significance, this huge 400 acre area, which anyone can just stand there and see and look at it and will be enough data to know what the ecological impact of this area is. So the government has repeatedly denied it. The government has flouted procedure in order to hurry through the entire area to bring it down, to raise it down to a level.
Could you just share a little bit more detail on that legal aspect of land ownership that you were talking about? It does belong to the state government, and yet you believe that the land over here has not been demarcated for the purpose that the state government says it can be used for. That's your argument, right?
Yes. So regarding the ownership, it's a long history. It has been unfolding over the last 20 years. The university agreed to the government's proposal in 2004 to give the land, because it was proposed that the government at that time, TDP government, would take that land and develop it into a sports complex. Then after that, originally when the 2,300 acres of the University of Hyderabad were allotted to University of Hyderabad, given the possession to the University of Hyderabad, it was explicitly written in that letter that this land is to be used only for academic and technological purposes. Only for academic and technological purposes. And then when the TDP government took that land and gave it to IMG Bharata, a private company, to develop a sports complex. Then after that, a lot of legal battles happened. And finally, last year, the court ruled in the favor of the government, saying that the land belongs to the government of Telangana. And this is where the tricky part comes for us. This is where the contention comes for us as a student community. I won't even talk about the University of Hyderabad as an administrative body. I'm talking about the student community. When the ruling came to reverse this land back to the government of Telangana, the problem is that the entire 2,300 acres on papers already belongs to the government of Telangana. So there was no way that the ruling could have come back to say that this land now goes back to the University of Hyderabad. It should have been the responsibility of this government. And I'm talking about this government because given the politics that they have put out at the national level of a constitutional politics, of a politics in benefit of public institutions. They've constantly targeted the union ministry for those fairly enough for their lack of respect for constitutional values, their lack of respect for public institutions. But they have defended, they have vouched themselves as defenders of these principles. Then when they had the opportunity to benefit a public institution, benefit a public resource, instead they have exploited the legal technicality to use that land to demarcate, to mutate that land to the TGIC.
Okay, let me get a quick response from Mr. Naini on this. Very strong allegations over there, basically accusing the state government of double standards. On the one hand, the Congress speaks about protecting the environment all across the country, and over here, you're blatantly going about destroying it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. I mean,
just one second, Mr. Naini, would you like to respond to that?
Sorry?
Mr. Rohit Ramaneni, can you respond to that?
I would like to state that the debate about environmental concerns versus development is always an ongoing one. And in a developing nation like us, where the aspirations are so high, sometimes there has to be, you got to look at it in the context of what is in benefit, what are you getting in return. Here, the landed question is you're going to get lakhs and lakhs of jobs. You're going to get crores and crores of investment. So, you know, would it be nice if we were to leave the area as it is? Probably. But what are the benefits that we're getting out of it? We've got to look at it in that context. That's all I'm trying to say here.
Okay. Mr. Kola Deepak, is the big problem over here from a legal standpoint the fact that the Telangana government proceeded with tree felling on the 30th of March despite ongoing disputes and without awaiting judicial clarity? And you know, if this, and this does appear to be the case, therefore, who authorized this operation? It, you know, allegedly flouting the law. Is that what we are discussing? Is that the key theme today?
See, there is no doubt the Congress party has totally flaunted all the laws of the country. It's about they have violated all the forest acts, they have violated all wildlife acts, they have violated even the environmental acts. They not only stopped with this. Earlier, if you see, they always mongered that we are the protectors of the environment in the name of Hydra, and we are protecting the lakes. And today, when they told that they are the protectors of environment, then why is that they are breaking the laws again? Here, when you see any concrete area with a stretch of 120 acres with a wild plants is considered to be a forest area as per the Forest Act. Doesn't this is known to the Revanth Reddy government? Any plant which grows to a height of 3 meters and above, the government or any individual person has to take the orders or permissions to cut it from the forest department. Then why is that this government could not do that? Why is that the government did not do that? And what was the urgency to do it overnight with keeping so many bulldozers, devastating 220 acres overnight? This very clearly tells that the government has a different plan to occupy this land before any political parties or before the students or before environmentalists comes and stop this activity.
Okay.
In cut short, I would like to tell the Mohabbat ki Dukan has turned to Realtors ki Dukan. The Realtors, the Congress party and CM Revant Reddy are the Telangana reality brokers today for giving tax, triple R tax to the central.
Okay, all right. Let's keep the slogans out for just a moment. Kajal Maheshwari, why is this land ecologically sensitive?
This land has a lot of biodiversity and endangered species. They are rocks which are millions of years old, and all this data can be found when you Google. But besides that, what I'd like to say is that right now we are at a point where growing back a forest is not something which is going to happen very easily. You know, initially, if you plant a seed, you know that it's bound to become a tree. But now with the sporadic rains, with the increasing temperature, you know, to conserve has become a priority. The same plant could have been, you know, planned if the city could have been expanded horizontally, and it could have been taken elsewhere where there are barren lands, because concrete jungles can be created outside, and you know, the explanation that it's going to create employment and all of that can be taken care of elsewhere as well. But conserving what we have in a situation we are, which is a climate crisis, is clear long-term thinking, right? So that's why it's so important to understand the importance of ecological balance. And in a city like Hyderabad, it is estimated with this going away, there's going to be an increase of 1 to 4 degrees. Each degree matters. It sounds 1 to 4 degrees. But do we realize the impact it has on human lives? We have so many deaths in summers due to heat strokes. Article 19 clearly gives us a right to have a good quality life through good quality environment. That has been completely denied.
Mr. Mineni, would you like to respond to that?
Yes, please. Just before I go back, go to the environmental activists there. Just quickly on the BJP spokesperson, we're not as good as you in terms of Joomla, right? And you know the shayari that you were trying to recollect. I'm not going to that. All I can say is we are only trying to create jobs. Now, in relation to the concerns raised by the honorable guest in relation to environmental activists,
the government doesn't know
no, please. I've only made a point. I didn't object when you were talking.
Mr. Kuladeepak, hold on. Let's not get into a shouting match, but respond please to Kajal Maheshwari, please, Mr.
Yes.
Mineni.
Kajalji, I respect your concern towards the environment, and as a citizen of this country, forget the fact that I'm a spokesperson, I would also like to see our cities to be clean and green. I'm not denying to that fact. I'll only like to say that sometimes you'll have to look at, you know, the concerns of the youth that have, you know, aspirational youth. We have a huge, huge youth force that is dying out, crying out for jobs. And sometimes you have to take certain decisions, and the government in the best interest of that youth is trying to take that decision. I would only like to dispute with you one point right at the end, which you said, you know, this particular, the damage assessment of this particular land would increase the temperature by 1 to 4 degrees. I am yet to see a document that has been, given to me that actually claims that. That is a huge, huge claim that you're making there. 3 to 4 degrees is actually, you know, you're talking about global scale economical impact. So I appreciate your concern, but please do not make those kind of statements which are overwhelming.
Kajal, respond to that. Are you exaggerating?
So I would like to say here that if you had given us the opportunity to produce documents, if you had understood the matter is in the court, if you had given us a chance to discuss this and not get emotional about it, we would have. Can I ask you that what was the need to, you know, overnight send hundreds of JCBs and get this all done? Isn't the role of an elected representative to serve its public? The public has been asking you, crying that please stop this. So can you give us a chance to speak? I'm making a claim right now, but can you give us time? I mean, you haven't given us time. You didn't even bother to explain your documents and you're asking me to explain my claim. I know that doesn't answer your question, but the whole thing is this has all happened so quickly that we have all just been taken by shock and we have done the best we could.
Kajalji, I can sense a certain emotion in your voice and I appreciate that. All I'm trying to say is, you know, the government is also answerable to the same people, right, who are looking for jobs. There are always two sides to a debate, environmental concerns versus development concerns. And you got to look at it in both contexts. And, you know, you yourself have right now rightly said that, you know, okay, you're trying to do the best and come up with some figures. But that's not the way to go. I would also like to lay it on record that some of the political parties, especially BRS and BJP, have been over-dramatizing this issue by showing false videos, false photographs on social media, and their own activists and their own spokespersons have on record admitted to actually putting in false tweets. So that is what we are objecting to. You know, you have a right to say that, okay, it would have been nice to let this space be what it is. But I'm totally against this over-dramatizing the issue and claiming going beyond what is actually the impact of the, you know, developmental activity that the Telangana government is proposing.
Mr. Reddy, would you like to respond to that?
May I intervene? May I intervene one to one thing?
All right, Arjun, go ahead.
I don't know what is dramatizing on this, basically.
Akash, go ahead. Akash, you had a point. Go ahead. And then I'll go back to Mr. Reddy.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. So our spokesperson, Congress spokesperson, keeps going back to aspirational youth and development. It's really bizarre to me to hear them talk about aspirational youth when last year, when the Group 1 exams, they released the GO-29, a very anti-reservation, anti-constitutional GO, which led to a massive, massive protests through in the city of Hyderabad, which turned out to be disadvantageous to a lot of Dalit, Bahujan and minority students, their prospects in the Group 1 exams. So huge protests were there. What was the response from the government? Brutal lathi charge, water cannons, complete crackdown on the protests instead of listening to the demands. They're talking about aspirational youth here, and which when this is what they have done like immediate last year. They're talking about development. I don't understand why development, which sort of politics is that to you're coming from, that you have to say development only means IT sectors and IT buildings and high rises. Is public university, is a public education not development? Is investment into the welfare of public through education not development? In the last 2 years, this government has completely destroyed the state of Gurukul Pathshalas, completely destroyed the state of jobs, completely destroyed the states of public funding, public scholarships. I'll bring in the matter of TS EPA scholarship. A scholarship that is the lifeline of all the Dalit, Bahujan and minorities in the state. And for the last 2 years, not a single dime has been released under this scholarship.
Akash, larger questions, but let me give Mr. Mineni an opportunity to respond to the larger one, that when you say that, you know, I mean, it's not a trade-off between job creation and environmental development and protection, right? That is also critical for us. It's not one or the other, it's both. I think that's the key point of this debate.
No, absolutely. Look, I really don't want to go into the other aspects that was raised here, because let's stick to the topic on hand, which is this particular piece of land. The government, you got to understand, the history of this government is when the Telangana state was formed, it was a surplus state. The revenue was surplus, right? And that's why there were so many protests in Andhra Pradesh. They were not happy with this decision. After 10 years of rule by the BRS government, they looted the state. They looted the state so badly that our chief minister on the floor of the house, and also in many public meetings, has openly said, I'm actually finding really tough to finance some of these schemes. I'm actually finding it tough to actually come up with new development activities. So when there is a very, you know, reasonable source of income and reasonable source of employment creation, I think the government in its own right, it would have done its own, positive and negative assessment. And it's went ahead and gone ahead with this developmental activity. And yes, you know, like I keep saying, it's environmental versus development and aspirations. And at some point, there's always going to be some, some clashes.
All right. There'll always be some, Mr. Reddy, can you accept that? That even at, go ahead. There are bound to be these clashes.
I feel pity on the Congress spokesperson. He's not in a position to defend because they are doing wrong. The dastardly act of, you know, felling the trees and all that, you know, people are watching in the state. Only to defend yourself, you talk about BRS party looting and all that. File cases, sir, if you have any proof on us. We are not here, I am not here to make only political statements. All our fellow panelists are speaking about the concern on the, you know, environment, ecosystem and everything. That's the reason why. Today our working president, Sri K.T. Ramarao, we have announced the moment we come back to the power after 2 years, we will make this particular land area as the biggest eco park in the country.
Why wasn't it done in the last 10 years when you were in power? Yes, why wasn't it done? Sorry.
Can you please allow me to speak, okay?
Yeah.
Don't make unnecessary statements which are not concerned to this particular discussion. You are in the government. You should be protecting the law. You should be protecting the, you know, forest. You should be protecting the green tower. In our...
If you were so...
Wait a minute. In our 10 years of rule you are talking about, there was an increase of 2,500 square kilometers of, you know, forest cover and equal amount of green cover in other spaces. You cannot just point a finger, you know, towards us. Now we're doing this kind of an act. Civil society, and why everybody is protesting except you, and you say that we are dramatizing. You are dramatizing everybody. Honorable Supreme Court also has understood. You're not able to understand. So kindly understand the gravity of the issue. It is not an ego. A government should not have ego. They need to understand the protest.
All right.
The concern of the people. Act accordingly.
All right. Let's leave it over there. Let's end this debate over here. I think we're all agreed.
Can I just?
You've got exactly 30 seconds, Kajal.
Yeah. So for the dramatization bit, I just want to say there's the EIA that will prove what I'm saying, and you have been accused of not doing the EIA in the Supreme Court. So first, please go and do the EIA before saying anything to others.
EIA that is an environmental assessment. That's what you're saying?
Impact assessment.
Yes.
An environmental impact assessment. All right. All right, Kajal, fair enough. We'll take this debate to another day. Now that the Supreme Court has ruled, nothing can happen right away, but will there be any opportunity of bringing back the forest over there? If so, how much time will it take?